and welcome to Convos and Cocktails, where we converse, you engage, and we all drink. I'm your host, Lesego Tlhabi, and I'm ready to wine a little and laugh a lot with our guest. Today, we have Shandukani in the studio, and we'll be discussing dating app scams. The cocktail on the menu for today's show is Caipirinha. Cheers. So first, before we begin, what is your cocktail of choice today, and why the specific one?
Okay, so I'm having Gemere, and I'm having it because I'm not drinking alcohol at the moment. Uh-huh. I'm on what is called the 75 Hard Challenge.
Okay, what is that?
So like for 75 days, there are certain rules you have to follow. No alcohol, no cheat meals. You have to follow a diet and stick to it. You can't cheat. Yeah. 45 minutes of exercise indoors and then another 45 minutes of exercise outdoors.
So twice a day.
Twice a day.
Hectic.
Or
okay.
Once, like you can do the full half hour, but the one thing that is like you have to do that is compulsory is that you have to have an outdoor exercise.
Okay.
So if you decide to do it the hour and a half later, then you have to be outside. And then you have to read 10 pages of a book. You have to drink 2 liters of water a day, 2 to 4 liters. And then what's the other thing? Oh, you have to take a progress picture every day.
Okay. So what's the reason behind this?
For myself, it's because I am trying to, I'm on a journey of like self-love and understanding what that means for myself. So what I have always struggled with is committing to exercise and staying fit and all of that stuff. I like start and then I don't and then, you know.
Story of everyone's life.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get to a point where it becomes a lifestyle, but not because I'm like doing like super hectic stuff, but I'm doing stuff that I enjoy. So I've been like dancing, I've been walking, I've been, you know, doing things like that. And yeah, just to push me to focus a lot on me and making time for myself and the things that I have to do in a day that would make me feel better.
Okay, well, that's amazing. That's a nice intro to who you are. I feel like it kind of explains who you are to me. So our guest, Shandukani, is here. We are speaking. Guys, we did have a conversation on Instagram Live, so it's not my first time meeting you, although it's my first time meeting you, about South Africa's very own Tinder swindler. I don't even know what to call him. I mean, he's not technically even South African, but he's definitely operating here and in England and in Ghana. So we first met because I saw your guys' tweets and I was alerted to the fact that we have an entire swindler. So I'm not going to give too much away because I do want people to get to know it through the story. I think some people watched the Instagram Live. But we decided to do a follow-up because these ladies are just not getting their justice, guys.
We are not. And, you know, like, I think we've tried everything in our own personal power. Mm. And it just seems like the wheels of justice are slow, okay?
Yeah.
And they are very... We'll get there.
Also, people seem interested when it's trending and rather for 100%. The trending sake rather than actually for following through.
100%.
So, okay, let's get started on the whole thing. And there were a couple of ladies we also spoke to. Some were unavailable today. So we did. You were also undeniably maybe the most popular choice. your energy was well liked on the gram. So tell us, wow, how did you get started? How did you meet this person? And how did you guys get started chatting in terms of dating or potentially dating?
Yeah, so I'd taken a break from dating for a while, like just over a year, and decided to go back onto the apps. Mm-hmm. So I met him on Bumble just before New Year's. And his profile was nice. I like them dark. I like them beards. I like them tall, you know. So he had a very nice profile. I can't remember exactly everything that was in it, but he was a doctor. He was, you know, like, he said nice things, man. and so I was interested, you know, and we started talking on Bumble. You know how, so on Bumble, the woman has to make the first move after the match.
Okay.
And I think they do that because they, like, sometimes you swipe right by mistake, or sometimes you swipe on someone and then you realize you don't want to talk to them. So you decide to just not say anything.
Yeah.
So the nice thing about Bumble is that if you decide to do that, it just expires and whatever. So, okay, I'm happy. I think he looks nice. I think he's my type. And I message him. So we start talking, sharp. We should meet up. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Sharp. Okay. I think it was the second day of the year, guys. The way Satan will find you and try to ruin your life. Listen, Satan did a number on Will Smith. I feel like he exists.
Okay.
I could have, that's what Denzel said to him.
Exactly.
Anyway, so 2nd or 3rd of January, we go out on a date, breakfast date, homenati, and he rolls up in a Range Rover.
Oh, not a Range!
A Range!
Doctor, doctor!
Doctor, doctor!
Give me the news!
You know, so I'm excited. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And look, I have never dated a rich man.
I also love how I'm acting like I've never heard this story. But I'm with you for the audience sake. I need them to go on the ride with me.
I get that. I've never dated a rich guy. Mm-hmm. Never. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay, moving on up. You know, I'm trying something different. Yeah. Let me try Boko Prete because we're artistically.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. So he sits down, we talk, and, you know, we just have like a good vibe, a good mm-hmm. energy. He's telling me about the fact that Ene, because he's Ghanaian, he is a hustler in terms of making sure that he doesn't rely on one income. He tells me about his shea butter business that he has with his cousin in Ghana. He tells me about this handbag
like
business.
Frontiers, whatever it's called, Doctors Without Borders.
This man said he's a doctor at Doctors Without Borders. He's telling me about Doctors Without Borders. He said, you know, all of these things. And I am impressed. Mm-hmm. Also, I went to Columbia University.
Oh, hold on. There's no sound effect, but I love how you dropped that like casually. I see a bit small. I mean, also Vitz is great. You know, shout out to Vitz. I went there a little bit.
I went there a little bit.
But Columbia, okay? This is not like a girl, like a, this is not your regular girl. Anyway.
Girl, I went to Columbia University in New York. I got my master's there in journalism. Based journalism school in the world, and you know it's on my profile because when you are on social media apps mm-hmm. they ask you like your alma mater. So that's my latest one, so I put Columbia sharp. He tells me that his dad also went there and mm-hmm. was in the school, in the business school.
Okay.
Did economics, what. So I'm like, oh cool, that's great, that's nice, our children will have
Columbia in their blood
network. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, the conversation is flowing, homenati, sharp. Oh, I had left my car mm-hmm. at my friend's place because it was New Year's the day before. So, I was hanging and couldn't drive. So, I asked him to drive me to my friend's mm-hmm. so I can pick up my car, sharp. We go there, I pick up my car. I drive a very nice car. It's the one luxury item I have, mm-hmm. which I love with all my heart. My beautiful gold BMW X2.
Another air horn.
You know, and I think he saw that and he's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Also, my friend's place is in Craig Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm like, okay, sharp. I pick up my car and then I say to him, he says to me, if you're feeling bored later, let me know.
Okay.
We can continue the date, basically. And I was like, why does it have to end now? And then he's like, you're right. And then he's like, let's go take a walk in the park.
Okay. Which park are we walking in? In Joya?
It was the... What is it called? Olive and what park. It's in the Ilovo area.
Okay.
James and Ethel Gray Park. Okay. That's the one. It's a very nice park. So you can walk there.
I've just never been invited to walk in the park. I was just like, wow, are we in New York?
So that's the thing, right? You're like, oh, rom-com. Guys, I'm the biggest romantic in the world. Mm. This man, and I think he figured that out about me because he also told me, I'm also like obsessed with star signs and like, you know.
Ugh, me too. Yeah. What is your star sign actually?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, Sagittarius.
Hey.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, girl. So he tells me that his mom is also a Scorpio and he is a Capricorn and his parents are both Capricorn and Scorpio.
Get out of here.
Girl.
What are the chances?
Girl. It's probably not true now that I know, right? But in my mind, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But I kind of dismissed that one because I was just like, That sounds a little bit too, you know. Perfect. But at the same time, I was just like, oh, whatever, you know. Yeah. Then he told me he has plants. And I was like, do you know what they say about plant dads? And he's like, what do they say?
What
I really love plants.
Okay.
So he says, no. I say, what do you know what they say about plant dads? And he's like, no, what do they say? So I'm like, they are hoes.
Oh, LOL.
They are hoes. And they will ruin your life.
Why specifically plants? That's so wild. Why would plants make you a hoe?
You know what? I don't know. But I feel like anything that men do that is like super like spiritual and zen and whatever is usually just...
for the ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a... So I think that's why they have that reputation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he chuckles. He's like, no, I'm not like that. This is how the story about his parents came up. I've watched my parents together their whole lives. They're best friends, this, blah, 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 whatever. It's fine. Let's fast forward back to James and Ethel Gray Park.
Okay.
We take a walk there. Again, the conversations are going. Humanadi, he gets a call.
Mm-hmm.
And... he says, he has to go, meet his, friends for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. He's like, yeah, but this has been great. And, you know, like I said, if you get bored later, maybe we can link up later. Shout out, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So we go our separate ways. I go to my friend's house and me and him, chill there at his place. One of my favorite humans in the world. We sit, we drink wine, have some weed, you know, humanat.
Mm-hmm. This is now, why is he not your person?
Oh, he's gay.
Okay. I was like, not you sitting, sipping, blunting, and not fucking.
Well, I do have another friend I do that with, but...
Ah, there we go.
No, we don't fuck.
Oh, but Tong, I went the whole... Okay,
that's another story. All right. Call me another day, hopefully. Anyway, so, so we're chilling, Homanate, we're whatever. I'm telling him about the date. He's like, you know, we're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. While we're sitting, calls me. Umuntu, let's hang out later, whatever. Like, okay, I'm at my friend's house. You're probably going to have to pick me up again because I've been drinking again, and so I don't want to drive yet again. Sharp. He picks me up. We go to my place. We chill. We talk. He meets my sister. So one of the degrees he claims to have...
Let's just take a look. Not claiming...
Oh, what are you having, by the way?
Oh, this is, I don't even, I think it's a caipirinha. Yes, it's a caipirinha. So, it was supposed to be our drink, but I understand that, you know, you're 75, respectfully, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why I got it is because I feel like it's a really exotic drink with a lot of flavor, with a lot of, like, energy. And it's a holiday drink, and I feel like that was how I felt when I was speaking to you. I was like, oh, this is like a burst of energy. Like, okay. Party, like a party drink. And you're like a party in a person.
A party in Spain, yes. It's also my sister's favorite drink, so
okay.
Good on you.
See, usually we do ask the guests, actually, because I do want to make sure that you have your favorite drink. But it's also like, let's see what the flavors they come up with and what I think about them as a person, and then come up with a concept. But anyway.
Babe, call me again so that we can have Negronis.
Okay.
Love a Negroni.
I don't know. That's the red one?
Yeah, the one with the big block of ice.
Okay.
It's gin-based and very, like, bitter, but...
I'm a sweet girl. I like more sweet. I don't want to taste the alcohol like
you
that.
You see, I do.
Okay.
I do. How come pa whiskey on the rocks?
Ooh, I'd rather die. Anyway, let's get back to Dr. Doc.
So, Doc, where are we? We're at the park.
We're
at my friend's house.
And you're about to leave.
We leave.
Okay.
We are at my place. He's talking to my sister. One of the degrees he claims to have is from the University of Pretoria. It is a master's in public health.
Okay, that exists.
Yes. So he actually did go to the school and he was there every day. I don't know every day, but like he would write exams and stuff.
Okay.
But we later like spoke to one of his classmates who said it was weird because this guy in class didn't know anything, but would ace the exams.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why I say it's a degree he claims to have. My sister went to UP as well. She's a lecturer. So I think he was trying to, like, suss her out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's, like, having this conversation. Yeah, no, you know, that degree is very, very hard to get into. Wah, wah, wah. Like, it was just like, whatever. My sister leaves us alone. We continue talking. He decides to go again because he wants to eat. So I'm like, oh, okay, but we can get food together. Yeah. Like, no, no, no.
This is one day. He's left twice now, or he's trying to leave the second time.
This is now he's leaving the second time. Okay, that's fine. I'm like, whatever. Like, sure. Okay.
You're better than me.
Because he said no. He wants a specific type of chicken at some place.
But he was going to pick it up and come back?
Yeah. Well, no. It didn't sound like that. Okay. But I was just like, okay, whatever. I was like, okay, sharp. End of the night. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't care. Sharp. Before he left, he helped me so nicely. And then he kissed me on the forehead.
On the forehead.
The romantic in me remembered the scene from The Best Man. Where they talk about the forehead kiss and how it's more intimate than, like, whatever.
Oh, my God, I can't. I need, like, a lamza. Before you go, I need a lamza. We need to know. Is there a second date or not? Like, I'm so... I mean, maybe that's also why we do things quicker than other people. But, let's just see what the chemistry is physically. Like, I can't...
Yeah.
You can't kiss my forehead.
I get that. But in my mind, I was like, oh, what a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Again, like, you know, when you're used to certain behavior, I'd gone out... Oh, no, that happened later. Oh, never mind.
Timelines are crossing.
Yay. So, anyway, he leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, sharp. He's like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, that's nice. See you soon, sharp. I'll let you know when I get home. Okay, cool. He gets home, lets me know he's home, sharp. Then he says, I wish I could come back. Mm-hmm. This is like a little while later. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you're welcome anytime. But in my mind, I'm thinking he's talking about like another day.
Yeah.
No, he's like, okay, I'll quickly shower and I'm coming. So I was like, okay, whatever. I wanted to taste the goods. I, like you said, get to know what's happening chemistry wise. I have no qualms with that. Yeah. So I wanted to know what the goods are saying. And I was like, okay, sure. Come to
turn out the lights.
Well, yeah, you know, we got things to do. So he comes through, sharp. When he comes through, he's like, oh, I'm so tired, wah, wah, wah. Okay, I'm like, okay, sharp. And I can see he's not gonna do anything, right? So I can't remember why it was such a hot night. It was so hot.
Because it was January.
It was January. And I think what I had done was, even though my window was open, I usually in summer keep my bathroom door open so that the air circulates. Mm. So that day, I think I closed the bathroom door. So I said, look, I am really hot and I usually sleep naked. So I'm about to do that. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm like, sharp. Then I take off my clothes. Obviously, man's turned around. Now, you know, I think we had kissed at this point, so I knew that he was a good kisser. But, you know, the kisses were nice, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, he did a little bit of foreplay. I was excited. And, he put on the condom. He goes in. I'm excited. Toop, 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 toop. As what? I told you.
But now, for the people who don't know, what is that you just said?
Four strokes, my girl. Four strokes, maybe five max, and that man was done.
Oh, Dr. Soup.
And he turned around and slept peacefully.
Probably even drooled that night. You know when they do nothing, that's when they drool and snore the hardest. Like,
baby girl, I was hacked on Buddha. And I'm just like, yo, okay, I'm hoping that, you know.
Maybe you were just also that good.
You know, I've been told that I have quite a tight canal.
Yeah, okay. It's also the word that you use. I can't with canal. I can't.
I've been told I have a tight vagine. And so, you know, I was like, you know what, maybe he hasn't had sex in a while, because also, like, he was like, no, he hasn't seen anyone in, like, 6 months, blah, 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 sharp. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he hasn't had sex in a long time, you know, in my mind, I'm making excuses for him, sharp. Next day, Ratsoha, he had said something about going to play tennis in the morning, didn't wake up for tennis. Sharp, no, I asked him, he's like, no, 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 it's nice here, you know, whatever. I'm like, oh, he's staying here for me. We're about to get some...
But now, in this whole thing, you don't notice any of these things being maybe red flaggy. Like, for you, it's like, this is romantic, this is on, this is pop.
Yeah, no, at no point, I promise you, I only started... No.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I mean, I thought the chicken thing was a little weird. Like, I did. Because in my mind, I'm like, I mean, you're on a date with someone who you're saying you like in terms of, like, their time and their, you know, space with you. So why would you leave to go eat? I also thought maybe he's stingy, actually.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, no, man, why aja chicken ya hai aliwa niko ilovo? Then comes later...
For fucking.
You know what I mean? I mean, sure, he paid for breakfast, but, like, breakfast is the cheapest meal of the day. Yeah. Like, you've done nothing, sir. So, yeah, like, that was a little bit of a thing. But in my mind, I was like, let's just see. Mm-hmm. In the same way as the sex, let's just see, you know? I also, like, I don't like to write people off immediately. Mm-hmm. I do look for the red flags, but I think I give a bit of a chance because I also don't, like, I'm a fight or flight, I'm a flight. So I try to make sure that I'm not being myself.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, okay, you know, sharp, he's not going to tennis. We're about to get our own fitness. Get excited. I'm thinking about to sit on a dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because,
you know,
canal.
With a nice,
with my canal. The next time I write some text to somebody, which is probably tomorrow, I'm literally going to be like, I want you inside my canal. I just want to see what they're going to say. Like, I want you in my canal.
I want you inside my canal.
I'm going to make a song in my canal.
In my canal.
That actually harmonized. Wow. Okay.
We're
moving
in sync.
On.
So yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, you know, we're about to. The kissing happens again.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I already know.
I'm excited again. I get disappointed again.
Again and again.
Toop, 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 toop. Which is how he became known as Dr. Toop. So we can now refer to him as Dr. Toop. So now Dr. Toop.
I mean, also the doctor part is a bit light. But we're just giving it to him because, you know, for emphasis.
I mean, it's all a scam. The dick too.
Ooh, the D and the D, Dr. and Dick.
Oh, man. Also, like, my mom told me years ago doctors are not to be trusted, so I don't know.
Well,
which is awkward because
my parents are. Daddy, not you. That hopefully he's not listening because we've just spoken about canals.
Oh, yeah, please. No, I really.
I mean, they also do know me. They do listen. My parents are like, whatever, you're crazy.
I definitely do not want my mom to listen to this because, no.
My mom is definitely listening.
She should not know about my canal. Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, so, you know. He fails yet again. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So I'm not going to bring this up immediately because at this point, oh, he also did this weird thing of like, sort of like getting dressed immediately type of, you know, like, okay, I'm going to go now. But then also like very clearly avoiding the issue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, oh, what's going on? But so then I'm like, okay, if this, I'm not even going to wait for another round first.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be, the next time I see him and we're about to get into these things, I'm going to be like, yo, you know, because I speak up for myself. I believe in telling someone what you want, what you like, whatever. But I also like to give a guy an opportunity also to show me who he is sexually.
Okay.
In terms of the fact that, like, are you the type of person who is going to ask me? Are you the type of person who is going to, like, care about my satisfaction outside of your own? So he'd already failed on that thing. And it was something that was bugging me for sure. But Yeah, fine. He leaves. I go for breakfast with same friend I was with the day before, because I need to go fetch my car. We might as well. So we go for breakfast. While we're at breakfast, we went to Proud Mary in Rosebank. Mm-hmm. While we're at breakfast, he messages me, "Hey, where are you? What's up?" I'm like, "No, I'm having brunch with a friend in Rosebank." He said he works at the Netcare in Rosebank.
Okay.
By the way.
But he's not. The point is... when he's not saving children's lives in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when he is not selling handbags.
Yeah, making shea butter in the factory.
Making shea butter in the factory and selling handbags.
Okay.
He said he sells, like, genuine handbags mm-hmm. that are secondhand. He sells them. He resells them.
Which we later found out he was...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get there, train. Let's get there.
But now we must also move the train.
Yes, of course. Of course. We're done now. Because now, that day, we're at the at Rosebank.
Mm-hmm.
He comes through because he's like, "I'm actually at the mall as well. I need to go fetch to buy something." This man is in his scrubs. I'm like, "Oh, man in uniform." Yes. Sharp. Let's fast forward to later in the day. I'm at my friend's house, Craig Hall Park. Mm-hmm. "Hey, where you at? Can we hang out?" Whatever. "I'm at my friend's place. You should come through." He does. In the scrubs. We chill at the place. Nah? Initially, he's very quiet mm-hmm. and, you know, reserved and whatever. Then, out of nowhere, Mutu starts to be like... life of the party, but like in a, big personality.
Yeah.
And he's talking about scammers. He's talking about he doesn't like Nigerians. He's talking about...
So he's xenophobic on top of being a liar.
He is on top of everything else.
on top of everything else.
He's a fucking classist.
Okay.
Like, that also came out at some point. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is, I found it strange because it was just like, it seems like a big shift in personality. Mm. Oh, and he had said he doesn't like to talk too much. He said him and his dad are quite similar, except for that his dad is more like extroverted and he's more introverted.
Okay.
Fine. You know, I understand that sometimes introverts can put on an extroverted personality, whatever, but no, this was not that. End of the night, we'd ordered Nando's, but mm-hmm. the Nando's didn't come properly on time, whatever. We decided to leave and all go our separate ways. But then as we're driving out, the Nando's person arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And he had made it seem like he wasn't even that hungry anyway. Not him eating the most chicken than anyone else. So also that also put me off because mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, we go our separate ways, no more sex. Next day, my friend calls me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home. She's at home as well. But like it was around, let's say 10 a.m. Oh yeah, they were traveling.
Okay.
So around 10 a.m. she calls me. In my mind, I'm thinking she's going to tell me what she thought of him, mm-hmm. right? Because I also wanted them to suss him out. Because, you know, like sometimes...
You're blinded. You may want to listen for the entire episode because every story has a plot twist. I literally went on a date last year, actually, where I was like, oh, same thing, tall, dwarf, handsome, just everything physically. But then I went out with my friends and this one girl who's always going to call out the bullshit, which is like the best thing about her. But sometimes I'm like, stop. She called it out and I was like, no. Literally, did he not show me that? Because I still was like, girl, let me be an adult and let me give people a chance. And then I was full of regrets. So, on air, sorry, Dumelo, but you were right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, in my mind, my friend is calling me to tell me, you know, what she thought about my man.
Mm-hmm.
She says, your friend is about soup. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, yo, so yesterday, I don't know if you saw, but I actually took a video of you guys and I put it on my Instagram.
And this is why people be hiding niggas, hiding faces.
Then Nkuli was like, yo, I know that guy mm-hmm. showed me flames or something to that effect. What a fork. You know, how do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Then she was like, oh no, please tell me what's going on. He was actually with Shandu because they'd gone on a date. She's like, yo, tell her to get out. That guy stole my shoes. when we went on holiday, a holiday that I paid for. This is now after the fact when we're getting the gathering the stories. A holiday she paid for his birthday. He stole her shoes. He also stole 200 rand out of her purse at some point. And also...
Guys, oh my God.
What else did she do? Oh, she took out a cell phone contract for him.
Oh.
And his friend.
Oh. I want to ask why, but you never know. You never know.
You know, here's the other thing about people who are not citizens or like foreign nationals who are registered at Home Affairs to be here for a while, they can't take out certain contracts because they're not going to, they don't know that they're going to be here for 2 years, right? Okay. So I think he told her some sort of story related to that, therefore, you know.
Okay, but now listeners, let's never take out a cell phone contract for anyone for any reason.
Don't any give reason. Men money
don't,
ever.
Don't ever, don't even let them think you have it.
No. No.
Okay.
Because you don't.
Because you don't.
You don't.
We live on oxygen.
Women do not have money.
Yeah.
We don't. We don't, and we can't. No.
Least of all, not for them. My God.
Oh, please. Women don't have money. Full stop. So a man must never even ask. This is better to ask. Anyway.
He actually also ended up stealing, because the story I first saw was that he stole a friend's handbag
I'm
from a house
getting
party.
There. No, I'm just, oh, another one. No, you're lying.
Really, I'm not. Like another friend was like, girl, he came to a house party and he stole my Celine. Do you know how much Celine is? Anyway, continue. I'm so sorry. I was just triggered by the memory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's Nkuli's story, ne? That's the first person who messages my friend. Another person who knows another girl, who I'm not going to name because I don't know if they want their stories out there, says, dude, this guy dated my friend and he stole her Gucci handbags.
Oh, my God. Guys, the people we can't even let into our houses now. You're on a date, you like someone, you're in a relationship, and suddenly, like, you can't even trust A.
So she realizes her Gucci handbags are missing, and the only person who's been in her space is this man. So that now is story number two that I'm hearing. I'm like, okay, fuck. Okay, well, that's over.
So with you, had you noticed anything missing?
No. Okay. First of all, I don't have luxury items and I don't keep cash ever. So the only thing, my sister couldn't find her laptop at some point. She's like, yo, what if he took my laptop? No, nothing went missing from me. I think I got lucky. I think it was so soon. He was probably going to play a long game. Yeah. I think that's what he does. Like, that's his thing. He wants you to fall in love with him. And then you won't suspect him, or you will make excuses for it because you're in love with him. So I didn't give him a chance. He didn't get a chance to play his long game. That guy. So then, what do I do? Oh, I message him because I was fuming, Mangudra, because I'm like, what the actual fuck? Oh, it also comes out, Rimewakai is not something called the UN, and that's why they moved around a lot, what. His dad is not an economist, he's a teacher. Like, everything.
That is crazy. That is literally crazy. Like,
everything.
I don't understand people who live... I don't understand people who do shit like that. I really don't.
Here's the thing, Lissor. We all think everyone around us is normal, like us. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or just so good. Actually, for me, the problem is that I don't even think people are normal. I have this expectation that people are inherently good or want to do good things.
100%.
And that's why I get so disappointed. Because I think normal would be like here. And I just expect, like, you're going to do the right thing, right? And very rarely that happens. So it's like, fuck, what?
Especially where men are concerned. So, you know, in my mind, I'm like, this can't be real. Like, I've been on the dating apps for a very long time, you know, and people actually have asked me a couple of times, like, aren't you scared? Aren't you this? Aren't you that? And again, you know, this thing of, I see people as inherently good. In my mind, I was like, surely not. Surely not. So stealing handbags, stealing shoes, stealing... Then I search his name and I find other things. I found a thing on Twitter where this other woman who was in the Netherlands, like her thingy, yeah, location says Netherlands, tweeted about him and posted his picture and him in scrubs and all of that stuff. And she said, he swindled me of 500 pounds. And I'm like, oh my fuck.
Yeah.
Who was in my bed? Who was in my bed?
Guys. And the other lady from London, I think it might be the same person. I don't know.
No, it's not the same person because there's so many people. That's Hazel. No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So.
He's operating internationally from our whole Johannesburg. That is wild. That is wild.
I actually think that there's more than just him because his Range Rover also had diplomatic plates, which is why I believed the MSF thing, right? Because he had the green diplomat number plate. And apparently if you work for a business that operates internationally or for diplomatic reasons or whatever, then you get green plates. And then if you are a diplomat yourself, then the plates are red.
Okay.
So that's what I thought. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Where does a guy like that get diplomatic plates?
Or the car.
Or the car. And
now, if you're scamming all these things, surely you don't own a Range Rover for real.
Just to tell you that he was running like some sort of scam with me and was really planning to be in my life for a while. He said to me the night before that he's thinking of changing his car to something a little bit smaller, what. I said, okay, what car are you talking about? And he was like, no, a Mercedes A-Class or something like that. It turns out that's one of the cars he uses already. So no one knows whose cars these are that he is driving around in. And I doubt very much that he...
has that access.
Like, how much money is he making from scamming women and selling these secondhand handbags that he has to steal from girls he takes out on dates on Bumble? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's also got like some other doctor friend of his, this other one that Nguli got the phone for.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, how. Man, as the Zulus say, you know what I mean? It's not adding up. Mm. Where is he getting the cars? Where is he getting because
the scrubs? That is like wild.
He has three.
I don't know where to get scrubs right now unless it's like Halloween and you can see it's Halloween.
No, apparently scrubs are actually very easy to buy.
Okay.
Yeah, they really are.
They should not be now that we know.
Yes, but they don't come with people's names on them,
okay,
which is the red flag. If you see someone with names on their scrubs, you should probably look into that.
Okay.
Especially if they're in public medicine, like why? And also, his thing said internal things. When now I was doing the math, I was like, no, man, nothing actually added up. Mm. So, I'm fuming. I send him a message, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Why are people saying you've scammed them and you know whatever? No, it's not true. There's this one woman who what. Now, this is even this one woman situation. It's a completely different person. So in my mind, I'm like, "What are you talking about? And he's like, "No, let me call you later. What. So I say, "Fine, sharp." And I say that because my friend is also messaging me on the side and saying, "You shouldn't have called him yet. We should have come up with a plan to try and trap him or whatever." I was like, I'm sorry, but like, I'm also allowed to react to things. So that was that. And he called me. I even put my phone on speaker because I was a little high at the time. So he calls me and I'm like, you know, so I put him on speaker because I want my sister to be able to corroborate that I'm not mad.
Mm.
And then he tried to explain the situation. No, why would I lie? Well, he said nothing.
Yeah.
He said nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I was like, actually, dude, fuck you. Like, bye. Did he not block me immediately?
Yeah. Obviously. Because now you know. And now he knows you know. So he's not trying to be all of that with someone who knows.
It also turned out that chicken story, he was actually going to deliver it to his girlfriend.
Hopefully she's no longer a girlfriend.
She is.
No. Okay, then baby girl must be in on it, surely.
We told her.
Know. Okay.
I told her. That same week, we found her details. Mm-hmm. I spoke to her. She understood. She was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, this happened to you." I also did sense that something was up. Like, you know, she's a doctor herself, mm-hmm. so I think that there were certain things that he would say that she picked up on. She didn't understand. He's always at home, but he's got a job. He has Zoom meetings and things like that. So. While there were things that didn't make sense, there was also a lot that she ignored. Okay. I mean, there was also a lot that did make sense. Mm-hmm. So where he tried to make it seem like his life was a thing. Then I even asked, I was like, "Yo, does he really have plans?" He said, "Yes, he does."
Okay.
He even sent me a picture of him.
So then that way you were right about the plant dads.
Yes. Crossing fingers I don't meet another one who's also like that. Anyway, so... yeah, like, we spoke to her, I spoke to her, she understood, she went, all of the stuff, but then she went through, like, a situation where, like, her sister wasn't well, whatever, she took a break from talking to us about it, and then, very recently, one of the guys who knows this guy, who we know, saw them together.
Okay. Well, what is the plan going forward? Is there a plan?
Is there anything you can do? You know, we have reported him to the University of Pretoria,
mm-hmm.
Because we're just like, no. If this person is using fake credentials, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I did message someone from the BBC as well who seemed interested in doing like some sort of documentary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, if you can't go through the law, then you need to go through the media, mm-hmm. so that something happens, right?
That's why we're here.
Exactly. And unfortunately, he hasn't responded, the BBC mm-hmm. person. We contacted the police. Nguli went. She tried to lay a charge. They were like, "There's no evidence. There isn't enough. Like, there's nothing we can do." So that was that. But there is another woman who contacted me via Twitter who says she is laying a criminal case of harassment because she alerted people in the Ghanaian community about what this person was doing,
mm-hmm.
and he's been shunned out of a lot of spaces that he used to occupy before, and so he started harassing her, and I think it's because he basically wants to silence her, so he's been threatening her, all sorts of things, and so she has now decided to lay a criminal charge. I'm not sure how far that is, but we have been communicating, and I've told her that if she needs more backing, we are more than happy to give additional evidence of what this person has done. And there's so many other women who've also contacted me via Twitter and said, "I know this guy, I've done this, I've done that."
I even have friends who almost went on a date with him.
Yes.
Two friends of mine were like, "Yo, we matched, spoke a little bit, but then one of them was like, some stuff just came up, so we never met. It wasn't like..." And then the second one was like, "I saw your interview literally the day before we were supposed to go on a date. So fucking thank God." Because she was
what
like...
"What the fuck?
I would have fallen hard for this motherfucker. He's cute as hell. And all the stories he had told made him seem really interesting and accomplished. And how can somebody have these... like, just perfect, perfect, perfect." So she was like, "No, I was definitely going to be swindled. I'm so glad I saw the interview beforehand."
Listen, my best friend went on a date with him. Yeah, she just didn't like fully recognize him or whatever. Or mm-hmm. her friend, I can't remember, but she got the shea butter, so it was her.
So he at least has access to shea butter.
No, but he didn't start the company.
Yeah.
And so what happened also, even after we did the interview, is that the cousin then contacted, I can't remember who it was, and basically was saying, "Look, like, people aren't buying my shea butter anymore. Like, what the fuck? Just can we just keep my company's name out the thing?" And I was like, "Well, that's fine, but like, he's your cousin. Do something about it, right? Do something about him." His aunt, who apparently is a CEO, called us and tried to get us to shut up. She said, "No, they're going to deal with it. They'll find out what's going on. What." I think she spoke to Hazel, and they had like a screaming match because what the hell?
Mm.
The father also sending Bible verses. "Please, my son,
That is so wild. So now, what I want to ask before we end, because we are running out of time, this seems to happen. I mean, everybody that he's targeted is accomplished, is smart, is gorgeous. Like, I think one of the things that surprised me the most is maybe how women who are so put together, so smart, how this could happen. And I think that was the conversation on IG. And I was like, I don't think we should be shaming the women. I think we should be looking at the man. But can you please explain why you think he went for your specific, you know, type, you know, the hardworking, accomplished, beautiful, why that seemed to work for him?
Okay. So I think that he...
And how other people like you guys can avoid it.
Wow. I don't know about the avoiding, but I think what he looked for was people he thought were wealthy enough to steal the handbags from and the shoes and whatever. Because, I mean, if you need luxury stuff to sell, it's a good idea to get women who are super accomplished, right? So that's number one. But I also think his specific target is women in their 30s. And I think there's an assumption that just because you're in your 30s and single and accomplished, that you struggle to find men. And so we're easy targets from the point of view of you're looking for love and you're looking to settle down serious and you're looking for serious love. So he approaches it with that, I'm a serious love person. But what I read about after all of this was men who love bomb. And I realized he was love bombing me, you know. And so maybe that's how you avoid being in the same situation that we found ourselves in, right? Is that, you know, just because, also like, just because someone has a seemingly good pedigree doesn't mean they're a good person. Yeah. Like, I mean...
But also if things are just happening too fast, too soon, too heavy, it might seem romantic, but read up on love bombing because it's usually the biggest red flag.
100%. And he was 100% love bombing me. And yeah, like I think that's really it. I think he was targeting women in their 30s specifically because he thinks we're desperate. That makes me so upset. But it's the same sort of thinking that Bokev and Samuels have. He called us leftovers.
Oh. Isn't he leftover in hell?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for sharing. I really hope this time something comes from it. Maybe you can take this and you know, share it with whoever can actually do something about it, you know. Like you said, my job is just to try and echo these stories so that someone somewhere who's listening has some power to do something. But thank you so much for always being so vulnerable. I can't imagine this is easy to share or easy to talk about, but you do. And I think this is a lesson for so many people who are listening, potentially to hear something and be like, oh, this is happening to me right now, or that person asked me for money, or this person's love bombing me. So I hope that this episode helped you with your own situation or does help you in the future. Shandugani, thank you so much for coming through. You are always a pleasure.
Thank you, Sahar.
Hopefully I'll invite you back when you're drinking again, when your 75 days in prison are over. 75 days of hell.
It was so great to finally meet you. And you thank too. You so much for having me. I mean, yeah. I believe in being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it might help someone else.
Yeah.
And it's just my life's mission to also help women to not have to deal with the things that I have. Yeah. You know?
Same. All right. Well, let's cheers to a great episode. Thank you so much. Cheers. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been another episode of Convos and Cocktails. See you soon. Convos and Cocktails, produced in partnership with Lesotho Clubby and WMG Rep. Drinks never end at the bar. So join me over at the socials with your cocktail where we get to continue the conversations. Simply follow me at Lesotho Clubby. See you there. Recorded at Solid Gold Podcasts. Solid Gold, to be understood, you must first be heard. I look forward to our next Convos and Cocktails, and don't forget, mo money, mojito, or whatever Biggie said.